In this position, he was supposed to monitor people's dedication to the party, report on any suspicious behavior, and, of course, denounce any Jews who might be hiding. Among his chief duties was compiling files on his neighbors, something he was well equipped to do. I didn't find any evidence that he actually engaged in these activities, but whatever files he compiled would have been long lost. His superiors were pleased with Karl's academic and political activities. One notes in an internal file, "Karl has belonged to the NSDAP since 1930 and has distinguished himself as a Nazi fighter. He was a member of the SA from 1933 to 1936. He is one of the great hopes of future leadership." Another spells out that Karl's early party membership proves the sincerity of his political convictions, declaring that Karl has placed his work in the service of the Nazi state and singling him out as a born leader. Another promotion identifies him as an early party member, the badge of honor of having joined before the party had become powerful. After the Nazi Party was voted into power, so many people wanted to join that the party periodically closed down the application process. The file revealed occasions when Karl used his Nazi connections to good effect. He had been working in a provincial archive but wanted to return to Munich. I found a request for leave to meet with a highly placed party representative, a Gauleiter, in another town on January 18, 1939. He gives no reason, and the Gauleiter has nothing to do with archival work. Miraculously, a few months later, his dream came true, and he was called back to Munich. Before my grandfather could begin the coveted job, Hitler invaded Poland, which meant that my grandfather was drafted into the army. He was sent to the Western Front, wounded, and spent most of his time during the rest of the war as an archivist in occupied Netherlands. It sounded like a nice, safe desk job. But what exactly did he do there? Was he trying to separate true Dutch names from deceptively camouflaged ones? Was he helping round up people with suspicious names? He received a medal, the Kriegsverdienstkreuz, second class, the second highest medal for someone not serving on the front, reserved for those who were doing crucial work in the occupied territories, including members of the security service who shot civilians and Jews. The medal was presented to Karl by Arthur Zeisinkwart, a particularly rabid Nazi who sent 100,000 Jews to concentration camps and who, when the war was lost, threatened to destroy all levees to flood the Netherlands.